You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired March 19th, 2025. Midway through week three of their strike, QP Local 1656 workers want the region to return to the table with, quote, a fair deal, unquote. Phil Dominus, the local's president, told CKMS News that regional negotiators had previously offered a deal the union could take to its membership, but the region then sent an email saying that offer was off the table. CKMS News could not verify the email, however, it has been widely reported by other local news outlets. A different offer that the region called competitive was tabled on March 15th, but was quickly rejected by the union as inadequate. A rally is planned for 6 p.m. on March 19th at the Region of Waterloo headquarters in Kitchener. The rally is taking place ahead of a regional council meeting where delegates will also be presenting to the council about resolving the strike. The region has said its goal is to, quote, reach an agreement that continues to support employees and is fair for residents, unquote. The union represents full and part-time workers who clean drinking water, provide airport services, maintain regional roads and emergency vehicles, and provide landfill services to the region of Waterloo. Additionally, the union represents the trade workers including millwrights, HVAC, plumbing, and signals, who, quote, keep water, traffic, and buildings running, unquote. This show features an interview with QP 1656 president Phil Dominus, who speaks about the vital services the union members provide and the desire of the workers to get back to work. CKMS News reached out to the region of Waterloo for comment, but did not receive a response.
Yes, I'm Phil Dominus, and I'm the president of QP 1656, Region of Waterloo Outside Workers.
Can you tell listeners about why QP 1656 is on strike right now?
We've been in bargaining now for some time. You know, a lot's been going on, but I think since early November, so some time has passed. Some offers made here and there as bargaining goes, and there was an offer put out from the region of Waterloo that the bargaining committee thought that we could have entertained it and brought it to our memberships. We were so close, at least from our perspective, that we thought, you know, this is going to be a good deal. And then the next day, we got an email, not even a face-to-face. It came through an email saying, basically, like, everything that we've offered you, we're unable to offer. You know, they're citing it was a mathematical error, even to this time. Whether it is or not, it's irrelevant. At this time, they've pulled an offer that we thought, you know, our members might have accepted. And, you know, it's put us into this position, unfortunately. We are the Region of Waterloo Airport staff workers. We operate inside the airport, where we operate inside the Cambridge and Waterloo landfill sites. We also maintain the clean drinking water in the region of Waterloo. We do the road maintenance. We do emergency vehicles, ambulances, and paramedic services and police service repairs to their vehicles. The list goes on and on. And one of the things that's not out there is, you know, our drinking water. There's roughly 700,000 residents in the region of Waterloo. And some years ago, Doug Ford had passed a bill that speaks to, you know, if there was a strike and municipalities run water systems, that they can operate without any licensed or certified employees to operate the water systems. So the region of Waterloo, you know, some of their supervisors have their licenses and whatnot. So right now, you know, there may be a licensed supervisor or an engineer or somebody in there kind of working alongside these non-licensed people, which is concerning because for me as a resident, I live in the region of Waterloo. And when I hear these things like, you know, how close we could be to another Walkerton 2.0, like, you know, that's scary. I drink the water here and, you know, that's concerning to me. And our members are the ones that monitor the watering system. So we hear it firsthand. So it is a little bit scary, to be honest.
Regional Representative Matthew Getsky recently told CBC News that workers were, quote, all certified and qualified to do this work, and the ministry approved our contingency plan, unquote. The region did not respond to requests for an interview with CKMS News to further clarify this point. Now back to the interview with Phil Dominus, the president of QP 1656. You said you're close on things, so is there any specifics that are holding things up?
Because we're in the process of bargaining right now, we need to respect it. So I can't speak on specifics right now. You know, like, again, we're three weeks into our strike currently right now. Our members, they've been very clear. They will not settle for less than what, they've tabled and pulled away from us. And we'll be on strike for as long as it takes in order to get that deal that we were promised. So that really is the ongoing issue right now. I used the analogy was, you just imagine going into work one day and your boss says to you, things are going great and we're going to give you a raise. And, you're excited about it. And then you go home, you tell your family, friends, and then you go into work the next day. And the boss calls you into the office and is like, as per our discussion yesterday, unfortunately, we're going to give you half of what we promised you. I mean, that's frustrating. That's like, that is, unheard of. Like people, you just don't do that. And that's what was done to us. And, that's to us is bargaining in bad faith. And it really goes to show you, when it comes to management, it's raises for me, but not for thee. In other words, they give themselves the raises, but don't want to do it for us. How is it fair that there seems to be an endless pool of money for managers, but when it comes to negotiating fair wages for the workers, the ones who actually do the work, the ones that keep the region running, they claim that there's no money. I mean, it's public knowledge. People can go on the Sunshine List and look at some of the percentage increases that some of these regional Waterloo councillors, supervisors, and labor relations and managers have taken over the years. I can confidently sit here and tell you for sure that not a single 1656 QB member has ever seen a double-digit salary increase in a single year. And that's nowhere near even what we're asking for. Our members have experienced the rising rate of inflation, the increased cost of living, the same as management has as well. And all we continue to ask for is that Karen Redman and Region Council to honor their deal that they've made to us in negotiations before taking it away. That's where we're at, and it seems like our support is there.
So there's been some info pickets, some rallies. How has the response been from residents at these rallies and at the picket locations?
From our perspective, it's been amazing. There's been a lot of outreach to the local from surrounding locals. We've had the Ontario Labour Council, has showed up. OFL, Ontario Federation of Labour as well, has showed up. We've had some outside of the region locals reaching out to us. The residents, they're in support. We're talking to members as one of the locations that we were at was the Waterloo Regional Airport. The citizens are coming into the airport. We're having conversations with them, talking to them why we're there. There are some impatient individuals out there, but for the most part, it seems like the support is there. I think they get it. They understand it.
There is a rally planned for Wednesday at the regional building. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
So we're holding a rally down at the regional administration headquarters starting at 5:30. QP Ontario will be showing up around 6 p.m. QP Ontario's Fred Hahn will be there. We're going to have some guest speakers as well. We have some delegation inside of the Chamber Councils tomorrow night as well at 7 p.m. They're holding a council meeting. And, so we're going to be there to, we want the public, the residents of the region of Waterloo to know why we're there. We're not afraid to share the information. We've been very transparent from our perspective. We're just there to spread the awareness of what's happened, what put us in this position. Like I said, we didn't choose to go on strike. We were kind of left no option to be where we are. So this is kind of one of our things to do is to spread awareness and to let council know, like, hey, honor your commitment. Let's get back to work because we'll go to work today if we could.
That was an interview with Phil Dominus, the president of QP 1656, the union representing striking Region of Waterloo workers. The union is holding another rally at the regional headquarters on Frederick Street in Kitchener on March 19th at 6 p.m. CKMS News did not receive a response from the region regarding interview requests for this piece. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.